The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The Minister for Higher and Further Education, Simon Harris, will bring proposals to Cabinet today on the level of investment required in third-level education and how that should be funded. If approved, the plan is expected to lead to a significant increase in the amount of money invested by government in each student's education in the years ahead. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The question of what level of investment is required to fund third-level education and who should pay for it is a long-running political problem. Later today, the Higher and Further Education Minister, Simon Harris, will bring proposals to Cabinet on how these twin issues should be tackled. It's understood the question of cost has been worked on in collaboration with the Department of Public Expenditure and follows an economic evaluation via the offices of the European Commission. It's also believed Minister Harris intends to drive down the costs of education to students and families via either the grant system or fees on an annual basis. It's expected Minister Harris will outline how he wants to reform the sector to ensure it's inclusive, flexible, and there's a better staff-to-student ratio. He also wants to overhaul the student grant system to make it easier to access and to make sure part-time students can access supports.
The Cabinet is set to sign off on proposals today to develop the National Maternity Hospital at the St Vincent's Hospital campus. It's believed Health Minister Stephen Donnelly intends to bring a memo seeking to allow the project to proceed. It's expected he will stress that protections have been put in place to ensure clinical independence at the new hospital, which is anticipated to cost between 800 million and 1 billion euro. The European Commission is expected to announce an embargo on Russian oil later today as it finalises a sixth sanctions package against Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. The ban, which is designed to starve President Vladimir Putin of valuable revenues, is likely to be phased in by the end of this year, and a number of countries could be given extra time to adapt. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Europe relies on Russia for 26% of its oil imports. Getting to this point has not been easy, but an outright oil embargo was given a significant boost yesterday when Germany said it would sign up to the ban. Berlin says it has significantly reduced its dependence on Russian oil already and that any disruption would be localised and manageable, but other countries have more serious challenges. No member state has said they will veto the sixth sanctions package outright, but Hungary, Slovakia and the Czech Republic, which are landlocked, are certain to ask for more time to adapt oil refineries and find sources elsewhere. Yet Poland and the Baltic states want a strict cut-off, after which the ban will apply to everyone. European commissioners are meeting in Strasbourg later today, and if all 27 members of the College of Commissioners are on board, the sixth package will be put to ambassadors from member states tomorrow for discussion and eventual adoption. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The US political website Politico says it has seen a majority opinion leaked from the Supreme Court, saying that it has voted to strike down the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, which legalised abortion across the United States. A leaked document, labelled Opinion of the Court, indicates that a majority of the Court's justices earlier this year threw support behind overturning the 1973 case. Reports say it followed a vote of the nine members of the US Supreme Court following oral arguments in a case last December. The full ruling is expected in June, and draft opinions can be changed right up to until the final decision is published. Beef and sheep farmers are set to benefit from a new silage support scheme that is being brought to a cabinet for approval today by Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue. Under the proposed scheme, farmers will be entitled to a payment of 100 euro per hectare of silage they cut, up to a maximum of 10 hectares. The scheme is to encourage farmers to store sufficient fodder for animals next winter. Our agriculture correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
With ongoing price increases in feed, fuel, fertiliser and other inputs, beef and sheep farmers have been demanding help from the government, with many saying viability of their enterprises are threatened. Minister Charlie McConlogue is expected to bring a memo to Cabinet for a silage support scheme that will allow farmers claim €100 per hectare of silage saved, up to a maximum of 10 hectares. It's understood the scheme could cost up to €55 million and aims to help farmers cope with the increased cost of producing silage, reduce the impact of any possible weather-related fodder shortages next winter, and support food security. A recent Chagask analysis of Irish farming found that beef and sheep sectors are facing severe losses due to production costs, with family farms across the sectors facing income declines between 13 and 25% in 2022.
Trade union members working in the community sector and for Section 39 healthcare organisations are to protest in Dublin today. The demonstration is being staged to call for better pay and conditions and for greater recognition of the work being carried out by employees in the sector. A man in his 40s died in a road crash in County Donegal last night. The two-vehicle collision happened near Buncrana shortly before 11 o'clock. Two other people were injured, one seriously. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Let Grant help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
Overall cloudy today with showers in the east and patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle in the west and northwest this afternoon, moving eastwards later. Mild and humid with highest temperatures 13 to 17 degrees in light westerly breezes.